Well, do you remember at all where my dad lived when he came back from California? I remember someplace on Washington and then up on 22nd Street.
All right. Now, your dad, first when he got married, he lived on Washington for a while. That's where I was born.
Right. That's down across from the Desert Industry.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Dad owned two adobe houses there. Daddy bought them. And they went and lived in one of them. And
was it adobe or wood?
Well, they were adobe. They were wood roofs. They were wood roofs, but adobe walls. And wood doors and wood windows. And then your dad went and lived down in Lane Avenue there.
Let me ask you a question. You say Ralph was born there.
Yes.
Then they moved to San Francisco after Ralph was born then, because he was a baby there, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I always thought they came back and lived there.
No, they lived there before they went. Ralph was born in those houses there. I remember going out, coming down. I was living in Preston then. And I came down and my mother took me in there showing. He was only about 3 weeks old. He went in and he was asleep, so we pulled the covers back and took a look at him. That's the first time we saw him.
See, Ralph was a year older than Bob.
Mm-hmm. Then where did...
Your dad lived, I don't know what you call it now, about between, on 22nd and 23rd, and between Quincy and Monroe, there's a little lane or dotted there. And your dad rented a house down in that
Gramercy,
place.
It was Gramercy, wasn't it?
Hmm?
It was probably now Gramercy.
Well, it probably is Gramercy. It's between Monroe and Prince. That'd be Gramercy.
Yeah.
But it only comes in and goes out onto Monroe. And the corner house on there, why your dad and Mabel rented when they were married.
Was that the one on the east side, on the corner?
They were on the southwest corner.
Southwest corner.
Southwest corner.
Okay.
The other houses weren't in there then.
Abel's dad was a judge at that time. I remember there was an election. He was up. He was down there at the polls, and he was all excited because we didn't know how it was coming out. It was on the close.
Hmm.
And he finally made it.
Well, then they moved from there where?
Well, then he moved up. Dad made an apartment up over the lumber yard.
Did Dad live there?
Yes, your dad for a while. He moved there when Ralph was just a little kid. And then where did he go from there?
West was born.
Oh, then he built that house up where? Then he built that house at
the lumberyard.
West was born in that apartment over the lumberyard. Your dad then left there. He went into that house at 1121st and built that house. And he left there, and I came down from Preston and was living here, and then later on, when I didn't want to, I sold this house. I went and lived in that apartment over the lumberyard. Wes was born there.
I can remember my earliest recollection of Grandpa Belknap was upstairs in there with Byron and Grandpa. They were eating in that front northeast room, eating cold cereal with nothing on it but sugar.
That's about right.
And then back in those back rooms on the west side, I went back there and as cold as can be, opened the door and they had dresser drawers and everything just stacked in there. Then the next thing I remember is on 904 21st Street. Mm-hmm. They were living upstairs.
I lived up there.
Well, Grandpa was up there too, wasn't he?
No, Granddad didn't.
He may have been up visiting. I remember him up there. I can remember him downstairs for a while, but then when he had that big...
See, Dad and Byron and Dell lived downstairs there for a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And Byron lived upstairs.
And later on.
Not until later.
After our dad died, then we sold the place to Byron. Byron lived downstairs. later on, we remodeled it, so the stair went up from the other end.
From the back.
Harris lived upstairs and rented downstairs.
And then he lived upstairs and rented downstairs.
I know, I think it was Lois or Mildred used to keep house for him.
Both of them. That's when he's living upstairs there.
Yeah.
And he's living alone before he married, and he was renting the downstairs.
Because I used to go down with him and help him clean the house.
Yeah.
Upstairs, and I can always remember he had the German swastika flag and the dagger with the swastika on it, about yay big. And I always thought Uncle Byron was a German. What?
How big is yay big?
Knife was that big.
How big is yay big?
Foot long. I always thought Uncle Byron was a German.
Because
he had that swastika and you know, the knife, and he spoke German. He had Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler there, the book on the dresser.
Yeah.
And the war just broke out or right close to that.
You know, Byron talks German as good as the Germans. He has no accent, they tell me, whatever.
Hmm.
And that's Hattie will tell you that. She said, I talk the low German, he talks the high. Because he learned up around Berlin and those places to the finest German there was. And Byron really is a German speaker if he looks. He has no accent, they tell me. Germans that talk to him say he passed for a German. Germans are the only people in Europe that look like Americans. They work hard like them, and they act like them, and they got the complexion of Americans. That's why Byron wants to go back, and he got mad when his daughter was home, she got married, and he lost a free trip. One free trip to Europe each year.
No, when Dad moved on 21st Street, mm-hmm. was he bishop then? No, he couldn't have been bishop when he moved there.
Was that when he first moved there?
But that was in the 13th Ward.
He was in the 13th Ward.
We were all in the 13th Ward at that time. And then they divided the ward off, and then he was made first bishop.
Your dad was made the bishop, and then your dad organized and built the church there under his direction.
Well, you were at 918th.
Yeah, I was
at that time.
Yeah.
No, we weren't. We were over here, weren't we? I can remember going over here from there, that building being built.
I didn't move over there on the back end. I lived over here until the building was, they were putting up they had it about up to 6 or 8 feet up above the ground in the river when we moved back over there.
See, Blaine was born over here in that little house up there. And I can remember taking him as a baby and going over there and watching that meeting house being built. I remember that. We were living over here that night.
Yeah, I'd go down lots of mornings so that your dad could stop at the church, supervise the church, and I'd go down a little earlier in the morning so we could open the yard.
Here's what's confusing, We rented 918 for a while from Grandmother Belknap when she owned it. She lived in that other house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We rented it for a while. Then we come over to this house, and after she died, then we bought that from the other kids after she died. She died real young, you know, quite a while before.
That's where I created her lot of his share on that lot.
Grandfather did.
He beat me twice as much on the lot, complained harder than ever, and I said, you ever say anything more about that lot? And I said, no, before you were brother.
Well, what kind of a bishop was Dad?
Your
dad
bishop.
Was a top bishop.
He was the greatest.
He was quite firm and very kind.
And very wise.
Very wise.
Yeah,
he was really wise. Well done. He made it awful tough for me to follow. If he hadn't been such a good one, I wouldn't have had the bed look good.
He started to bawl.
Get up and house on the wall.
Best bishop I ever knew.
Outside of me, now.
That's taken for granted.
I was thinking back past year.